Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. In a Democratic-leaning congressional district, one Valley conservative has managed to hold on to his seat, mostly.
Representative Valadao has consistently, out of 7 times that he has been on the ballot for election, he has only lost once.
Coming up, we speak with a political reporter to break down Hanford Republican David Valadao's position. We'll speak to some of the top issues he's facing in his bid for re-election in November. But first, these headlines. Threats against two Bakersfield colleges have shut down both campuses within 2 days. Bakersfield College was placed on lockdown on Tuesday. This comes just after CSU Bakersfield went on lockdown on Monday. Students and staff at both campuses sheltered indoors as police searched for threats. Based on initial police investigations, the threats to the campuses have been deemed not credible. The discovery of an illegal biolab in Las Vegas has many similarities to one discovered just over 2 years ago in Reedley. KVPR's Samantha Rangel reports that one similarity is its connection to the same person.
Federal authorities arrested David He in 2023 and charged him with federal crimes related to deceptive manufacturing of medical products. His arrest came after the discovery of a warehouse in Reedley that contained many infectious diseases. He had no permission to use the warehouse to store the materials. Now, authorities in Las Vegas say he is also the owner of the home where the new biolab was discovered. One additional person was arrested in that case. He is scheduled to go on trial in April for the local charges. Reedley City Manager Nicole Ziba said there was no precedent for dealing with this biolab problem.
There was no situation to turn back to and say, how did this particular city deal with it? Let's follow their lead. We were it. We were the test case. Essentially, there was no manual to pull off the shelf.
She emphasized that the site has been fully cleared and poses no danger to residents. Officials say only paperwork and state-embargoed pregnancy tests remain at the site. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
The California High-Speed Rail Authority has completed a railhead in Kern County. It's one of the key pieces of infrastructure needed to begin laying tracks for the future bullet train. State officials celebrated the milestone at a site near the city of Wasco. That's where Governor Gavin Newsom said the rail has provided high-paying local jobs, and he said the rail is just one part of the state's overall investment in infrastructure.
$180 billion. Has been invested in the state. It's most since the Pat Brown days. Everyone talks about the good old days in California. Well, they're here again in California today. The largest infrastructure investments, roads and bridges, that this state has ever made.
The high-speed rail has been marred by delays and cost overruns, but since the addition of a new CEO, the project has attracted private funding. A Northern California congressman is calling for a federal audit into fraud across California government programs. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley of Rockland says he intends to request a Government Accountability Office review to measure the scale of waste, fraud, and abuse statewide. He pointed to pandemic-era unemployment fraud, financial aid fraud in the community college system, and recent indictments tied to homelessness and healthcare funding. Representative Kiley says the audit would examine how much money's been lost, who committed the fraud, and where stolen funds ended up.
What I want to do is try to get a full, complete, comprehensive picture of just how large the scale of the problem is.
He says the findings could help guide reforms in California and inform federal efforts to prevent similar fraud nationwide.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the members of KVPR. Join at $8 or more per month and access ad-free NPR podcasts through NPR Plus. Give now at kvpr.org/donate.
And now to our main story. The San Joaquin Valley has a congressman who has largely been able to weather political storms in the last few years. David Valadao is the only Republican left in Congress who voted to impeach President Trump in 2021. And he caused local outrage last year when he voted for major cuts to Medicaid, despite being the Republican with the highest enrollment in the country. His district, number 22, is shaped like a big, jagged circle. His hometown of Hanford in Kings County is at the very top, and the circle extends southward to include parts of Tulare and Kern counties, including a leg into Bakersfield. Now, those boundaries are set to change because of redistricting in California, and several Democrats are vying for the seat, as his history still remains a liability. So to break down some of Valadao's political decisions and potential impacts in the district, today we're speaking to CalMatters reporter Maya C. Miller. Maya's a politics reporter for CalMatters who recently profiled the congressman, and she starts our conversation by explaining why he was important to highlight.
Representative Valadao has been a very interesting figure for several reasons over many past election cycles. I think, first of all, he has been a perpetual target for Democrats who want to get him out of that seat. The district, if you look at the voter registration stats and sort of the top of the ticket in the presidential elections, that district has seems to be on paper a Democratic advantage, you know, in terms of registration, in terms of, you know, former President Joe Biden winning that district by a significant amount. Yet Representative Valadao has consistently, out of 7 times that he has been on the ballot for election, he has only lost once, and that one time was in 2018. That is also notable because 2018 was the first Trump midterm. And the really defining issues that year, if we had to pick one, would be healthcare. The Affordable Care Act specifically, which Republicans tried and failed several times to repeal. And that's notable because in this year's election cycle, 2026, healthcare is also somewhat of the defining issue. You know, Representative Valadao cast what became the deciding vote on this mega bill package known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. Mm-hmm. It's President Trump's domestic agenda that, among other things, made really big cuts to Medicaid. And that's really important because Representative Valadao has the highest Medicaid enrollment rate in his district of any Republican seat in the country. And so healthcare had a lot to do with his loss in 2018, and it's definitely a priority for Democrats to try to make that vote of his a key part of their attacks against him this time around.
As you mentioned, Congressman Valadao voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which will have major implications for his district, as you've outlined, in terms of Medicaid coverage. What has he said about his votes, and were you able to speak to him specifically about this?
You know, I have not been able to connect with the congressman, despite many attempts to reach his staff on the official side and the campaign side. He is consistently unavailable. His schedule is full, or I don't even receive an email or a phone call back. So it's not for lack of trying that I haven't been able to speak to him directly. But in the short time after he cast his vote for that Republican mega bill, a statement that he released characterized his choice as something of a difficult choice, that he didn't necessarily agree with everything that was in that bill, but ultimately he wanted to make sure that the 2017 tax cuts that President Trump and Republicans passed would not expire, and therefore Americans would not see a tax hike at the end of this year. So even though he knew and acknowledged that his district had a lot of people relying on these programs such as Medicaid and, you know, food assistance and other social service programs that, you know, were being cut to basically pay for these tax cuts, these tax incentives. He phrased his explanation as, you know, we want to make sure that everyone in our district is not going to see a tax increase because of the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
That kind of leads me to wonder sort of like the philosophical question of his future in this role, because he's got 64% of folks enrolled in Medicaid in his district, as you noted, the highest of any Republican seat in the country. And yet this vote, obviously, I mean, that's a majority, more than 50%. And this his vote was to their detriment. And aren't people trying to elect folks who have their interests at heart in Washington?
One would think. And, you know, I talked to a Republican strategist in my reporting for this story. And, you know, something that this person told me was, you know, Medicaid recipients are not necessarily, they don't necessarily fit the profile of a quote unquote likely midterm voter. And I guess what this strategist meant by that is, you know, people who vote in midterm elections tend to be super politically engaged, which often means they are more affluent, they are more often white, more often older. And the profile of a Medi-Cal, Medicaid recipient doesn't overlap a lot with that demographic of what we would consider a likely midterm voter. So it might sound a bit crass, but the political calculus of this decision was likely that the people who are going to show up to vote to either keep or dismiss Representative Valadao from Congress, he's making this bet that those people are not going to be the same people who are, you know, most affected by these cuts to Medicaid. And while he has not said that, no one has said that outright, it's not too hard to kind of put the pieces together and interpret that that could be a potential, you know, reasoning for why he would cast this vote that so directly affects the majority of his constituents.
I do want to know, as you mentioned, Congressman Valadao was incredibly elusive for you. This is an in-depth profile, and again, he did not speak to you. And KVPR has attempted to get him on this podcast, especially during the government shutdown a couple months ago. And we've reached out in excess of 20 times since last March. So his media interviews are few and far between, and I think that's something important to note, considering these are major votes and he's an important congressman. Pivoting a little bit, in your report, you quoted two main Democratic Party candidates running against Valadao. That's Jasmeet Bains and Randy Viegas. What did they have to say about the actions of Congressman Valadao?
They were pretty harsh about his, what they called a flip-flop or a reversal. They called it a betrayal that he would vote for this piece of legislation that so obviously hurts people in his district. And it was Assemblymember Jasmeet Bains who pointed out that he could have voted no, and that one vote to not pass this mega bill would have been enough in that moment to stop it from progressing. That's not to say that the House Republicans wouldn't have found another way. But if on that deciding vote he had voted no, then we might not have the bill that we have today.
Maya C. Miller, politics reporter with our news partner, Cal Matters. Thank you so much for joining me and breaking this down for us.
Thank you for having me.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.